What is commitment? It's important and fulfilling to have total commitment to marriage, faith, family, to country, to coworkers, to the company, neighbors, and fellow human beings. Commitment equals sacrifice, maturity, morality, certainty, and virtues. Commitment is measured not by time or willing to give up, but instead it's measured by the energy that one wants to put in and how present one is.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Carrot Cast. Now, the Carrot Cast, we're usually diving in doing interviews with amazing real estate investors, amazing real estate agents. Now, in these episodes, every Thursday, they're the Trevor Truck Talks, where you get to hear behind the scenes of the mindset shifts I'm going through as a CEO of one of the fastest growing companies in America, and the mindset shifts you can take to run your business and win back your freedom as well. Let's dive into this episode.
Do you ever second guess any of your decisions? Do you ever wonder if the business that you have is the business that you should have? And you start to think about, man, you know what? Maybe I should shift careers. Maybe I should shift businesses. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. And have you ever thought about throwing in the towel on your business? Have you ever thought about saying, you know what? Maybe this isn't right for me. Or have you thought about if you're aiming to get a business going, you're just now going, man, how do I make this work? Have you ever second guessed whether you even should do it? Have you ever thought about throwing the towel of that to say, man, maybe it's not worth the effort. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it actually isn't reality, or it's not reality for me. If you've ever thought any of those things, I'm going to be talking today from the Life Truth series about commitment. And this one really hit me hard because here at Carrot, we're going through and really focusing on leadership growth with our leaders. And there's a book called The Five Dysfunctions of a Team that is really amazing. So if you have a team and if there's any challenges in your business, which every business has challenges and every business has dysfunctions, whether you think you do or not. I remember going for years, and I had that book on my shelf for years, guys, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. I had it there for years and I never read it because I'm like, my company doesn't have dysfunction. And it wasn't until I started to build a leadership team and we started to grow more that I realized, oh my gosh, we do have dysfunction. Now, it might not be as dysfunctional as most companies, right? But we have dysfunction. There's things that are stopping us from achieving what we set out to do. There's things that are stopping us from innovating faster. There's things that are stopping us from doing X, Y, Z, and that's dysfunction. And so one of the levels in dysfunction that we need to go through is something called commitment. Okay, so I'm going to read this life truth from the book. Actually, it's from the book Chasing Daylight. I've had a few from this book lately. But the life truth is this. What is commitment? It's important and fulfilling to have total commitment to marriage, faith, family, to country, to coworkers, to the company, neighbors, and fellow human beings. Commitment equals sacrifice, maturity, morality, certainty, and virtues. Okay. And I'm going to be doing kind of a two-part here because there's another life truth in here that is also about commitment. But this one really hit me because as I've been going through as a leader and working on being a better coach and being a better leader myself, one thing I'm a high quick start, low follow through. Okay. So we've talked about the Kolbe test, K-O-L-B-E, on the podcast before and how we use it for every employee. And it's an amazing test. You should use it before you hire anybody and you should take it yourself. Just like $50 and it's awesome. But in the Kolbe test, it kind of grades you on four different criteria, right? It's basically, you know, maybe criteria is not the right word, but basically you get, there's four different scores. One of them is for fact finder. It's basically how much do you need to research before you need to make a decision? I'm like a six. So you don't ever want me to go buy airplane tickets. Anytime I try to buy an airplane ticket, it's going to take me 3 hours to buy the darn ticket. And I'm waffling over $50. It's just the stupidest thing. So I haven't bought plane tickets for years. My assistant does that with our process. And then she just serves me up the options. And I say A or B because I'm a high fact finder. So it's going to take me a while to make some decisions. Okay. The next thing on it is quick start. You know, are you a visionary and you like to start things fast? And this is probably many of you listen to this episode that you probably like to start things and you probably like to, you're comfortable having 2, 3, 4 books halfway read on the nightstand where you start things and maybe not a lot of things are finished. There's a lot of halfway done things and you're a visionary. You're out there in the future. I'm an 8 on quick start. Okay. And then the next one is follow through. I'm not going to do the fourth one, but the next one's follow through. Basically, how naturally do you like to follow through on things that have been committed on or that have been started? And for me, I'm a two or three follow through. Okay. So you look at this, you go an eight quick start, a two follow through. Wow. That can be amazing to get things going, right? That can be amazing to drive innovation. That can be amazing to move the ball forward, but it isn't amazing to get the things done. And so in the early years of starting Carrot, I had to really get good at following through, but oftentimes it was at the detriment of my health or my sleep or stress, right? I had to get a blog post done by Tuesday and Thursday. And so I would stay up until 2-3 in the morning to get that blog post done because I followed through to get it done, but I didn't have enough follow through, enough organization to be able to plan ahead and organize to get it done 3-4 days earlier, right? So I crammed and sacrificed sleep for that. So if any of you guys and gals can relate to that, you're likely a high follow through, possibly a high quick start, low follow through. How does this relate to commitment? How does this relate to you and I and how we can change our habits and patterns around commitment? Or how is it that we can coach people into commitment better? So the second life truth in this one out of the book, Chasing Daylight, is commitment is about depth. Okay. It says, but commitment is not about time. It's not about how much time we're committing to something. Okay. Or reliability. That one hit me. I said, in my mind, I thought commitment was all about reliability. I thought if I put more time into something, then that means I'm making a greater commitment to the thing. Okay. And I'm going to give you some examples how this actually flies in the face of that. But it's not about time or reliability and predictability. It's not about any of those things. It's about depth. It's about effort. It's about passion. It's about wanting, in capital letters, wanting to be in a certain place and not somewhere else. Commitment is measured not by time or willing to give up, but instead it's measured by the energy that one wants to put in and how present one is. I'm going to read this again, guys, because when I read this in the book, it hit me hard because as we're wading through the five dysfunctions of a book, five dysfunctions of a team book with our leadership team and with our company. And as I'm myself wrestling with how do I need to be better at commitment as a leader for these leaders and for our 50 plus employees, I had thought that it was about time. I thought it was all about reliability, that if I commit to something, it gets done, which is true, which is definitely true. Commitment is if I commit to something, I'm going to follow through on it, right? Like that is commitment. But what I didn't think about was why am I not getting some of the things done that I've committed to? Why am I not following through in some of the things that I have verbally said I will do that thing? Why is it that maybe an employee of yours or a spouse or a friend or your child isn't following through in the things that they had committed to? Well, it might not be about the time side of it. It might literally be the last part, which is commitment is measured not by time one is willing to give up, but instead by the energy one wants to put in, by how present one is. Okay, it's about passion. It's about wanting to be in a certain place and not somewhere else. So I want you to think about spots in your life where maybe commitment really isn't there as much as you'd like it to be or as much as it should be. It could be in your relationship with your spouse. Okay, if you're thinking about another woman or another man, and I don't know what your situation is, so I'm not going to judge anybody. Everyone's situation is different. But the question is, if you're thinking about a divorce, if you're thinking about another person or whatever it is, or infidelity, it's not really about the time that you're putting into the marriage, right? It's not about that. Now, that is a factor. If we have more time put into the marriage and it's with the right focus and attention, then that will help the marriage, of course. But it's not about those things. It's about depth. It's about how committed, how much are we passionate about that person? How much do we want to be in that relationship? Like truly want to be in that relationship. Not how much time am I investing into it. Not how much time are we investing into it in therapy or whatever it is, right? Those are all good things. It's about how much are you actually wanting to be in that relationship? How much are you, where are you investing your energy? How present are you in that relationship? Now let's move it over to your business. So if you've ever thought, like I said at the start of this, at the start of this episode, if you've ever thought to yourself, man, you know what? I don't know if this business is right for me. I don't know if I should keep going to try to get my first deal or my 10th or to make this business consistent. Or I don't know, you know, you're 2-3 years in the business and you're doing 5 to 10 deals a month and you're making good profits, but maybe you're not happy. And you're like, man, maybe I should be looking at a different business. I don't know if this business is right for me. I'm not as passionate about it as I thought. I'm making good money and I can check that box, but you know, the passion isn't there. Maybe you're a real estate agent and you're out there working 7 days a week showing houses to people and you go, man, it was really glamorous when I saw, you know, the other people doing it. But now that I'm doing it and taking phone calls and text messages at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm showing houses on a Saturday or Sunday, because that's the only time that my clients can be available. Man, this just isn't what I thought it would be. Okay. I'm committing my time everywhere. I'm reliable. I'm showing up on time. I'm answering back for my clients. We're getting these things done. But are you really wanting to be there? Okay. Or are you picturing yourself being somewhere else or running a different type of business? Okay. Commitment is not measured by time you're willing to give up, but instead by the energy one wants to put in, by how present one is in that. Okay. By wanting to be there. It's about effort and it's about passion. It's about depth. Okay. It's about depth. And sometimes commitment, like the first life truth, it equals sacrifice, maturity, morality, certainty, and virtues. Sometimes we have to actually sacrifice in that thing, whether it's marriage or your business or fitness. Sometimes we have to sacrifice certain things and go deep in order to really, truly, fully commit to that thing and really make it work. Okay, business is hard, guys. There's times in business where you just don't want to do it. There's times in business where you second guess whether you should be doing it. There's times in business where you don't want to go to work. There's times in business that are more fun than not. There's times in business that are less fun. There's some times in business that drain your energy. Okay, but on the flip side of if we change our perception, there's times in business that are the opposite of that as well. And the way that we get through the hard times is by having full commitment to the mission, by having full commitment to the marriage, by having full commitment to the thing that you're trying, the thing that you're having a hard time in, by wanting to solve it, by wanting to be there. And I'll tell you a story in finishing of this podcast. Okay. And I've told this story before. I did a podcast episode probably a year or two ago about, about the choice that I made to not sell Carrot. Because we've gotten offers that are life-changing, that are like generationally life-changing to sell this company. And I've turned them all down. And it was hard. It was crazy hard to turn those down. Because when you have an offer that is literally going to change the generations ahead of you, in front of you, and you can say, you know what, I'm going to take it and step away from the business, walk away from the business with a pile of cash. And you and your kids and your grandkids and their kids are never going to have to worry about money ever again, which could be that's a terrible problem also, because you oftentimes see people who inherit wealth. It's usually the generation, like two generations away, that actually their life is a mess. And you'll see that with a lot of people who inherited wealth, where they're unhappy, unfulfilled. You'll see high rates of suicide. You'll see people just massive depression oftentimes in those generations. And so that definitely popped up for me. I probably would have given away almost all my money when I passed away. Probably would have given almost all of it away. My kids would have got a little bit, but not enough to make it to the next generation. It's a whole nother conversation. But in that moment, one of the reasons that I had turned down the offers was because I said, why would I do it? And why would I stay in the business? And for me, I was going, well, if I would consider an offer like this, or you can take this same concept to anything else. If you were in a situation with your marriage or with your relationship and some other person were to make you a proposition or an offer, okay, we have to then ask ourselves, how committed am I to the other thing? Okay, am I committed to the cash and the peace that I think it might give me in the moment with the selling the business? Or am I really committed to this mission over here that this business fuels? Okay, am I committed to my relationship and my wife or my husband or my boyfriend or girlfriend? Or in all that it represents, in the the good times and the bad and all that represents? Or am I committed to this momentary amazing feeling that you could possibly get from this fling? Okay, am I committed to my health and my fitness and all that that represents, the energy it gives me, the consistency it gives me, the motivation it gives me, how it motivates others around me? Or am I committed to falling off the wagon and, you know, binging on this bad food or whatever it is? Okay. Ask ourselves. And the reason, and the last thing that I'm going to finish with here, is the way to stay committed on something, the way to stay committed on something, whether it is a marriage or whether it is a business or whether it is a marketing campaign or whether it is whatever it is, a fitness deal. Okay. Once again, it's not about the time that you spend in it. I know a lot of people who spend 60, 70, 80 hours a week working. Okay. They're committing a lot of time, but mentally they're not committed. They don't want to be there. Okay. They don't want to be there. Their energy does not want to go there. Their energy wants to go somewhere else. They get distracted. They start a side hustle. Their original business dies. Their side hustle lasts 2 to 3 years and they get distracted again. Their energy goes in a different spot. It dies. And you're on the 2 to 3 year turn and burn cycle that I teach carrot campers. Okay. So it's not about the time. It's about how much you want to be there. And the way that you want to be there and the way that you go deep and the way that you truly say, you know what, I want to give up my time. I want to give up my energy and put my energy into this and get energy from it. I want to be present in this. Okay. I want to sacrifice these things. It might be easy in the moment for this thing. We do it for the why. Like my coach, Dan Martell, says, you have to have a big bag of whys. That came from a guy named, Jesse, the Iron Cowboy. I followed him on Instagram and I watched his documentary, how he did 100 Ironmans in 100 days in a row. Guys, an Ironman is a marathon. It's like a 110-mile bike ride and I think a 2.3-mile or 2-mile swim in one day. Okay? Guys, that's insane. He did 100 in a row, 100 days in a row. And what he said when he was getting to those spots where he thought he wanted to give up, where he was getting to those spots, you know, day 5, day 97, day 82, whatever it was, day 76, day 50, when he was hurting, when he was in pain, when he was asking, why am I doing this thing? He said, I had to pull up my big bag of whys. And his big bag of whys, you can't just have one why oftentimes. You've got to have a big bag of them. Because when things get really hard, maybe this one why isn't enough to carry you through. Okay, so what is that big bag of whys? It's going to help you commit at a deep level and truly commit and not back out of those commitments that truly mean something for you, that can give yourself more purpose, more passion over the long term, your family a better life, your community a better life. You may help and you make a greater impact. What's your big bag of whys? Is it your family? Well, what about your family? Is it how they look at you, how they're going to admire you or not admire you based on what you do? Okay. Is it your team if you have a team? What about them? Okay. What about them? Do you want to help improve or do you want to help change by you stepping into this hard thing and truly making commitment and wanting to be there even during the hard times, making those sacrifices, being more mature? Okay. Is it something else? Do you want to make a great impact, a very specific impact? And by building this business and sticking through the hard times and making that deep commitment, you are able to make that impact. Okay. What is it? What's your big bag of whys to help you make those commitments, to help you follow through on those commitments, to help you go deep and not wide, okay, to help you so you're not just investing time, but you're fully committed, you want to be there, okay, guys, and you can follow through on it and crush it. What I've had to do every single time, whether it's an offer for cash, you know, from my business, or whether it's committing to a little project, I've had to ask myself, number one, can I commit to this? Do I want to commit to this? Okay, not just do I have to. Sometimes there's things you got to do that you have to do that you don't want to do, right? But am I willing to do this in my own free will because I truly feel that I want to do it, that I want to put my energy there, okay? That I want to be in this place and not somewhere else. How do I get present on it? What sacrifices do I need to make? Okay. How does this stack up against my virtues and values? Am I living those? And then step into that commitment. My commitment is to my family, to my faith, to my business. I want to help our team members grow here. And by me selling the company and having a bunch of cash myself, that might make me more comfortable. But there's also things that will be bad for. Like, is that something then that will possibly make me lazy? I don't know. I've never experienced that, right? But it might make me more comfortable in the moment, but it won't solve all the problems of fulfillment and happiness, right? Fulfillment and happiness for me is helping other people grow. It's helping other people get what they want, not me getting what I want. So that's one of the reasons I'm committing, guys. I want to help you grow. I want to help you get what you want. I want to help you make a greater impact in your community. I want to help you get to a spot where you're happier and more fulfilled more often than you're not. I want to help you get to a spot where you're more energized in your work more often than you're not. I want to help you get to a spot where you are a lighthouse for other people around you. That's why I do what I do. That's why I'm committed. And I want you to think about what you, what helps you, what's going to help you fully commit to doing what you're doing and deliver an amazing business, amazing life, amazing impact for those around you. All right, I'm going to wrap this episode, guys. Have an amazing rest of the week. What are you going to commit to, fully commit to today that maybe you haven't done? Think about that. What's your big commitment today? What's your big bag of whys behind that commitment? What do you need to sacrifice and say no to? Guys, have an amazing week. Go like, rate, review, whatever you can do. Give us a 6-star rating on Apple Podcasts. I know there's not 6 stars, guys, but give us, if you can somehow muster it, give us a 6-star. And we appreciate y'all. Love you guys. Have an amazing week. Talk soon.